We're continuing our discussion with our good friend Robert Tactalian from Vitamir. Of course, all this is over at the Powerball, the products that we're talking about. Now, there's other things we haven't mentioned. Not only the different types of toothpaste with zinc, some with zinc, xylitol, and CoQ10. I like that. The children's toothpaste tastes better. The one with the xylitol and the CoQ10, I think, is better for you. That's my opinion. Maybe Robert can...
For children's, even orange flavor.
The orange flavor. It tastes good. My children like it. We got the maca. We haven't even talked about the maca. Maca is fantastic. And then we got the lavender shampoo and conditioner, which has no sodium lauryl sulfates in it. Remember, we were talking about... chemicals getting in your skin, your scalp. We got the Natural Sunshine Show. Say that fast three times. Natural Sunshine Soap. Wow, there you go. I get a cookie for that. That's new. It's a great scent for spring. And again, it doesn't have all these harsh chemicals. Why do you want to scrub chemicals on your skin and all? And of course, the mouthwash. The mouthwash is out of this world. The toothpaste is like to the moon. The mouthwash is like to the other side of the galaxy. It's unbelievable, and highly recommend it. Talking to Robert. I got my better half here. Good morning, Tristan.
Good morning. Hi, Robert.
Good morning. Good morning, Tristan. It's so nice to hear your voice again.
Yeah,
thank you.
Very,
you too.
Well, we'd like to have you on every once in a while, Tristan, for people to see that, yes, I do have a better half.
Yes, and I got a lot to say.
That's why you only come on every so often.
Yeah, when he lets
and
me.
And he's under control.
Yeah, she's, believe me, she's,
I don't know.
We keep a gun in the studio. She's, a gun is handy. Don't worry. Everything's straight over here.
Oh, yeah, right.
I was talking earlier. I don't think you were listening to the show this morning, but Robert's talking about dentists and how, not every dentist is the same, especially these corporations. They're really driven with money. So it's not necessarily the best care that is their motivating factor, but, where the fiduciary responsibility comes in. You are a fantastic dental hygienist, or was when you were working. And so you have a good perspective on all this. Talk a little bit about, what you saw in the different dentists and the motivations of money and all that.
Oh, well, my very first job, I worked for a horrible dentist. Very few dentists take Medicare or Medicaid. And this dentist would say, you know what, we don't get paid much through Medicaid, so just do as fast as you can and get him out of here. And so, it was horrible. And I lasted only a couple months. And I would honestly tell the patients, go somewhere else.
Run.
And that was one office. And then the other office I really liked at first, it was a private practice. And he was fantastic, but he started to get older and he didn't want to do it as much. So a corporation bought him out. And so you could see the transition between the patients, and they knew they just felt more rushed. If the doctor wanted to, just say, oh, no charge for this. You've been coming here forever. No charge on x-rays or whatever. And they would actually go check out at the front office, and they're like, nope, you have to pay. It doesn't matter what he says anymore. It's a corporate run now.
Right.
So you could just tell the switch between those that really cared and those that were money driven. And as a hygienist, I would just say, if you can feel that, like, you can go to any doctor and you can tell, like, if it's about the money or if it's about the time. And I would just get a second opinion if you're not comfortable.
Well, that's exactly what Robert said. Well, second and third opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so important for people to understand that they have a choice. They're not stuck with that dentist. There is a dentist on every corner of the street. Once I said, if you open the Yellow Pages in Las Vegas, there is the nightlife pages and there is dental pages. You put them together, you'll see which one has more advertising in Yellow Pages. Dentist had more advertising than anything else.
Wow.
There is so many dental offices because it's a good business. It's easy money.
I would say, yes, those that have a big advertising, I wouldn't go there. Because I found the ones that are local and don't put out all this money, they get lots of patients because of word of mouth and who they are. But the ones that have all that money, they're the ones that I would be more worried
about. The ones
about.
That have to advertise and they're generating their business by marketing instead of word of mouth.
Yes, because I've worked for those and they're the ones that are like, just do a 10-minute cleaning. And it's like, you cannot do a 10-minute cleaning. You have to do at least an hour. Those are the ones that know how to make money just by shuffling.
Right. Well, to be fair, a little bit.
I mean, the whole medical environment is a little different than it was, 40 years ago. You didn't have the mountains. You didn't come out of dental school with $200,000 in student loan debt. To be fair to some of these people, but what you're saying is
that doesn't mean the patient has to be told they have 12 cavities and they need it done now just to get him. To make money.
Right, so you can make money.
I saw that too.
It shouldn't be in my health expense for them to pay their rent. It's not my problem.
Right.
Yes. I don't want cavities in my mouth if I don't have one. Don't create it.
Right. Very interesting. You want to stay here a second, Tristan?
Yes, sure.
Oh, Tristan's ready to talk. I told her you were on this morning. I went and got her. She said, "Oh, Robert. Oh, yeah, of course. I'd love to talk to Robert.
I love Robert. He's fantastic, and so are your products.
Let me tell you, what you said about it, it's so true, and it's so plain and so understanding that you have a choice, right? They tell you what they're going to do. Don't rush into okaying it. Go get a second opinion if you're not sure. Again, not all dentists are bad. Not all dentists are bad people or they're after money. But good to get a second opinion when they say the unit bridge is done and it's going to be $3,659.
Exactly.
I'll give you my I use this standard for restaurants. Maybe it applies here. I mean, sometimes it doesn't, but so I'll go to a restaurant and we'll have a waitress or a waiter and maybe it's I don't know what's on the menu or what have you. So you get to talk to the waiter a little bit and you kind of get a feel for him. Is this a person that I would normally like hang out with? Would I go to dinner with this person? And so if I resonate with the person a little bit, I'll ask them, "Oh, what do you like? What's your favorite thing?" "Oh, I like X, Y, and Z." Okay. Yeah. It works about 90% of the time that If I resonate with the waiter, I generally like them, I can feel good energy back and forth, then 90% of the time, I'm probably going to like what they recommended to eat. Because we just have a resonation between us. If there's a waiter or waitress where just kind of, they're off, they're not getting what I'm saying, or I'm not getting what they're saying, they're whatever, and I'm just not resonating with them, I'll ask them what they recommend, and they'll recommend A, B, or C, and it's about 50-60% of the time, I'll be disappointed. So I'll know, okay, you recommend A, then I'm going to eat D then. I'll just go the opposite.
Unless you're going out with good friend like Robert and he knows where he's taking you and you don't have to ask questions, they load the table with the best food.
That's totally different, Robert. I mean, come on, that's the Cadillac. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's completely different. Well, see, this applies. He's talking about Robert and his great wife took us out to dinner when we went to Vegas.
A Greek restaurant.
It was amazing. A Mediterranean/Greek restaurant. It was amazing. And see, I resonate with Robert. I like Robert. I get along with him. I would have dinner with Robert, and I did. Okay, whatever food Robert recommends, I like. See, it works. Why do I tell you this? You're probably sitting at home thinking, what in the world is he talking about? I use this standard for so many things in life. So many things. I'm talking on the phone. Somebody's coming to the house to do some work. If I don't resonate with them, I'll call somebody else. It's the same thing with the dentist. You don't feel comfortable. You don't resonate with them. You don't feel like everything's good for you. There's a million other dentists. Go find somebody else. That's what I would say.
Well, the bottom line is should be the money. When they're talking big money, something that you didn't expect at all because you didn't think you have those problems, you want a second opinion. If they're going to do heart operation, they're going to cut your heart out or something, you want to get second opinion. It's no different about your oral health. When people say, "Oh, there's some work to do, it's $2,000," you say, "Wait a minute, I came in for a $100 job. How is it became $2,000 job?" Then
good question.
Go get a second opinion.
Well,
that's my practice.
Well, another thing is, you know, people, they say, well, maybe we'll just fill this teeth, like Tristan just mentioned. Let's fill it now instead of watching it, or you know, let's just see what happens. Let's fill it now. And people, they've been almost trained with dentists that, well, whatever the dentist said, I'll just have my teeth filled. It's a cavity. It's no big deal. It is a big deal. Every time you're drilling on your teeth, those meridians, what's going on in your mouth and the potential, it is a big deal. I don't assume even one cavity being filled. And then what do you put in it? Am I putting mercury in it? Am I putting composite? It's a big deal. Even one thing. Robert, talk about some of your products and how people's, we don't want to make claims, but you know, from your experience, people have had potential problems with their teeth. They've used your products and then the problem went away. Talk about that.
Well, let me tell you, number one, you cannot sell a product twice if the product doesn't work to the same person.
That's
if somebody bought a product from you and they come back over and over, that means the product is working. You will be out of business if you can sell only once to that person. It's simple fact, you know, business fact. If you have a product that works and people keep buying it, so people are benefiting, word of mouth will spread just like happened to us. You know, the only advertisings we had was Joyce Riley and a couple of other people who really liked our product and they helped us. And now you're doing the same thing. It's you, but believing that we're doing something good, that it will help your customers, your listeners. Otherwise, you wouldn't recommend me. So that means the product works. That's number one. Second, people today can read ingredients. You know, you can Google every ingredient and see what it does, and then see if somebody had enough knowledge that they combine these things, what does it do for you? Now, there's some products that have about 34 ingredients in there. It's ordinary people, it's hard to understand what ingredient is working, why it is doing what it does. I'm confused sometimes when I read about 50, 30 ingredients on a label. I don't know how this combination works. But the way Ivan combined these ingredients and the study she did, how they can work together, is the main thing. Now, mouthwash has 4 ingredients: zinc, folic acid, clove oil, myrrh oil. It's easy for anybody to check it out. Distilled water, it works fantastic. I cannot make claims because we're not doctors, and I didn't get FDA approval. I didn't think I need to go to that route because it takes a lot of money to get FDA approval. You have clinical studies to do. My clinical studies, how many 100,000 bottles and tubes I sold every year? And that's my clinical study, you know. So I can tell you about myself, my oral problems, bleeding gums, canker sores, bad breath, loose teeth, sensitivity. I mean, anything you can think bad about your mouth could happen. It happened to me. Is why I was so eager after we had the mouthwash and I healed myself within 3 months' time while I was making and perfecting it in my own kitchen, cooking the product and testing and trying. It's a trial and error, anything you make new. And by the time I had the mouthwash finished, my gums were nice and pink, my teeth were sitting tight because my gums were healthy. And the way I explain people, I was able to bite an apple and eat it without leaving my teeth in the apple. The Whoa. First bite in the apple is very hard. You know, anybody ate an apple. Oh, everybody ate an apple at one time in their life. The first bite in a good apple, it's very hard. If you don't have good teeth, you can't bite it. And that was my case. I couldn't eat anything. You know, everything I ate was soft food because my teeth were all loose. That's why my periodontist said, Robert, you have to remove all your teeth out of your mouth or you will have no gums left to hold your dentures. But don't worry. We'll take this out. We'll put the best implants for you. It's only $45,000. And this is 21 years ago. That was huge money. Well, today it's still $40,000.
It's still
$40,000.
Yeah, it's still $45,000.
You can call any dental office that does full mouth. That's the going price. And I hear a lot of people go to different countries, Europe or wherever. It's only $10,000. Now, I don't know why it's $40,000 in here. But I'm not going to go into that road. What I want to tell people that there is a good mouthwash, Vitamers mouthwash with great ingredients. If you use it constantly, use it 3 times, 4 times a day if you have a problem. And use it to prevent problems. Number one is prevention, right? You want to prevent problems. Use great products like Vitamer mouthwash, great toothpaste. And you will have saved yourself a lot of pain, a lot of money, a lot of time. You know, you go to dental office, you have to sit and wait. They have these rooms. They take you from room to room to do things. It takes a couple of hours at least to go to a dental office for anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure that you brush your teeth. I mean, I assume that if you have teeth, you brush them or use mouthwash. Try these products. It's a win-win. Go to the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Buy the products. Try them. Try them. See what we're talking about. I am over the moon about the toothpaste and the mouthwash. Talk a little bit. We have a few minutes before the break. Talk a little bit about maca.
Oh, I love maca.
Maca. Mm-hmm. Oh, maca. One of the God's great products on earth, put at 14,000 foot elevation. And in Peru.
What is maca? Tell what is it? So people, what is maca?
Maca is a product like a potato, like a turnip. It grows leaves, and the root that you take out is what maca is. Maca is grown at 14,000 foot elevation, usually. About 2,000 years ago, they didn't need fertilizers and chemicals to grow things. It just grew naturally. The only thing is the plant is so strong that the area when you grow maca, you cannot grow maca in there for another 7 years because The root takes all the nutrients out of minerals, out of that volcanic land. Why is maca so powerful? Why Peruvian maca is so powerful? Now, a lot of other countries try to grow maca. It doesn't have the same kick that Peruvian maca does, which is what we bring from Peru.
So this is similar. Let me interject here. You know, a lot of people sell oregano oil. A lot of people. You can buy essential oils with oregano, and a lot of people do. But there's only one company like North American Urban Spice with the oregano. Cass Ingram comes on. They get it from the wild rocks in the Mediterranean. They pick it from there because the plant, the environment that the plant grew, it actually changes it, and it works different. This is what he's saying with the maca. You can buy maca from several different places. The maca he gets comes from the 14,000-foot elevation there in Peru.
In Peru.
And the way they grow it, it makes it different. It is not the same as what you might get, you know, at a store or Walmart or whatever. It is different, and it makes a difference.
And it's pure. I keep it pure. I receive the powder. I jar it or capsule it. Depends what it is, because we have gelatinized maca. And let me explain this. Now, originally grown maca, it's just grown. They just put the seeds in the dirt. Mother Nature, the rain, the fog, you know, at that elevation, the weather, hot and cold, gives this product what it is. Being on a volcanic land, it has minerals that nowhere else have it. Now, China bought a lot of tubes and they took it to China, tried to grow. I think it's in Hunan province somewhere. They're trying to grow maca. And I tested it. It has no power in it. No, not the ingredient that our maca contains. To me, maca has to be, when you take 2 teaspoons of maca, it should keep you energized for a whole day. That's pure maca.
This is very important,
maca.
What he's saying, ladies and gentlemen. This is very important. Tristan, you use maca. Talk a little bit about maca. Why do you like it?
Yeah, I use it in my protein drink, and I feel like it makes me, like, more stable. Doesn't it affect your moods?
Your hormones.
Or hormones.
It balances hormones.
It balances hormones. It gives you energy. It keeps your muscle tone. And it helps you to get pregnant because you're healthy.
Oh boy.
You know, a lot of people have, I'm not talking about, but a lot of people have problem conceiving people use maca for getting pregnant, men and women. For men especially, it's because it helps your immune system. It makes your body healthy, strong. If your sperms are strong, they're able to swim and go to the place where they need to be to make a child, right? And I'm not speaking medical terms here, just talking. But a lot of time, men don't have the strong sperms. That doesn't reach the place. The sperm have to swim. Maca does that. That's why a lot of people will say, did you try maca? If you can't get pregnant, use maca. It will help you. I mean, you can Google that and you can read a lot about it. It is amazing product. I recommend anybody who wants to have extra energy. If you're exercising, you use a little more maca. You can feel the difference when you're working out. It's just amazing. And it's good for men and women, doesn't matter how old you are. It's natural ginseng. It's natural Viagra. That's what maca is. It's amazing it's product.
You use the word adaptogenic, which I think is so important. Adaptogenic. It adapts to what you need. Whatever you need, it helps give you and support you. Hormonal, right. Energy, just your fervency for life.
Yes. And now they have certified organic maca because America, most people in America want everything organic because they kind of, I'm not saying brainwashed, but they've been told that organic, which is great to me. But Peruvian maca that grows at 14,000 feet elevation, there is not that kind of bacteria that you have in flat areas like in California or China. You don't need chemicals to treat it. But still, they have certified organic maca, which we have it. And then they have gelatinous maca. The university in Peru find a way to get all the starch out of maca. Then they call that gelatinous maca, where you can put that in capsules, which you have. Gelatinous maca, a lot of people use it because it's easy to travel with it. It's easy to take it in the morning when you don't have time.
The other products, the lavender shampoo and the lavender conditioner, ladies and gentlemen, why do you want to put sodium lauryl sulfate on your scalp and absorb into your skin? Try these products and Vitamin Air at the Power Mall and the soap also. Try the natural soap. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. One more segment with our good friend, Robert Tactalian, thepowermall.com. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing the wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Good for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
So good to be back with you. ThePowerMall.com, that's where all the great products that we've accumulated. All of, look, just try it. You brush your teeth, right? Why wouldn't you buy from the good guys? Why wouldn't you buy a product like that? Really, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. The mouthwash is out of this galaxy. There's nothing as good and nothing like it. So try it. The mouthwash, the toothpaste with the CoQ10, the xylitol, the children's toothpaste, the maca is fantastic. You just take two capsules or you can take a powder. The shampoo, the conditioner, I have not used that very much. I should use it more. I do use shampoos that do not have sodium lauryl sulfates and other chemicals in it. That's very important. Your skin is your biggest organ in your body, ladies and gentlemen. When you're trying to detox, you're trying to get better, the two causes of disease, like Sherry Rogers says, you're trying to detox, you know the best way to detox? Stop the toxins from getting in. It's a lot easier to stop them than get them out once they're in. So there you go. And also the sunshine, see, I can't even say that. Natural sunshine. I want to hear you say that, Robert. You say natural sunshine, the soap.
Well, let's hear you know, with the soap bars, the sunshine soap bar, okay, they're good. They're the best. We don't know how long we can keep doing what we're doing with some of the ingredients for the handmade soap bars. It becomes too expensive sometimes. But I want to talk about something important.
Well, hold on 1 second.
I didn't have a chance.
Hold on one. Hold I'm on sorry? 1 second. Let me tell these other specials, and then I'll throw it right back to you.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
The Strauss products, we got the Heart Drops, the cinnamon flavored, regular flavored in the 3.5 ounce and the 7.6 ounce, the Smooth Oregano, Cold Storm, the Strauss, the CardioCom, and the Kidney Support. I'm still on that Kidney Support. Ladies and gentlemen, that stuff really worked. I haven't tried the CardioCom. I think I will. Uncle Kevin and I are doing the Kidney Support, and maybe we'll get an update later this week from Kevin, but fantastic product. Fantastic product. The Hoppy Bodies Detox Cocktail that Dr. Rogers recommends, the phosphatidylcholine. We have, you remember she talked about vitamin E. Cod liver oil, we don't sell. But you got to get the Carlson's in glass, the vitamin E, the zinc, the vitamin D3, the magnesium, the selenium, the all these important, the Purely C, the silver gel lozenges, the oregano P73, all these products and more. Other things, the Stetzer meters for your house to get help the EMF radiation, what have you. All these things at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. I'd like to also thank my wife for coming and sharing a little bit. We'll have her on more. I have other things to talk about. She wants to come on and talk about homeschool at another time, and you can hear her perspective on it. Instead of hearing me drone on about it, get her perspective about it. Very important. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com. Okay, Robert, I didn't mean to stop you there, but go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't. But anyways, one of the most important today that people can understand that oral health is very important for immune system. And today the whole world is talking about immune system, right? Your immune system have to be strong. I mean, we're talking viruses that if your immune system is not strong, you can't fight it. And some of the viruses, there's no medicine like coronavirus. But immune system. Now, if you're using Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash to keep your oral mouth entirely and have a healthy mouth, it's going to help your immune system. If you're using maca products, Vitamer's pure maca products, it's going to boost your immune system. I know it sounds like it's a selling point. You know, people always say,
"Of course, it's a selling point."
I'm selling product.
Of course, it's a selling point. You have to, you have to have a reason to buy it. Of course. Oh, let me interject. Of course it's a selling point, Robert, because that, what would make you buy it if it doesn't do those things? Of course that's the whole point of the whole product. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, today your immune system is so important. If you didn't know anything about it, today everybody's talking about it. If you didn't think about it before, think about it today. And beginning of your health starts in your mouth. A guy named Robert Tuck-Tylen said that 21 years ago. Beginning of your health starts in your mouth. You take care of your mouth will take care of you. Now, if you try the mouthwash and toothpaste, that if it was sold in dental offices and not in stores or not in Power Mall, you would probably pay $40 a bottle and $20 a tube of toothpaste because of what it does, if not more. But my wife and I decided we're going to put anywhere where every ordinary person can afford to buy it. These prices are low for now. And what Power Mall has right now is with discounts and everything they're doing to help you to get it with 100% money-back guarantee. I urge you to call Power Mall and put your order and try this product. Vitamer's toothpaste and mouthwash and every other product that Vitamer has. You will benefit. 100%. And if you don't like it, we give your money back. I mean, what else I can say?
Well, yeah, what do you have to lose, ladies and gentlemen? That's absolutely, absolutely. Could not make it more clear. That was fantastic, Robert. We have about, go ahead.
Yeah, and talking about our shampoos and conditioners, now we chose to make only 5 different shampoo and conditioners, which is aloe vera shampoo, cocoa shampoo, tea tree shampoo, henna shampoo with conditioners. The reason we don't do a lot more because I think we have enough shampoo and conditioner for any hair. If you try it, you will see that there's no sodium lauryl sulfate, almost natural, a great product to use. Again, 100% money-back guarantee. Try it at the Power Mall.
Very good. Well, there you go. We got about 20 minutes, a little less now, left. I want to talk about Armenia. I know this is, in some ways, this is extremely personal for you from your family, what you went through. That's why you know what you know. And, you know, you're a little hesitant to talk about family things, what have you. If I ask a question, whatever I ask, you just answer it however you want to. But I want this down on record. I want it on the airwaves also. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen. So we wanted to kind of transition from, you know, teeth and gums to Armenia to 1915 to 1917 type time and even World War II, what happened there and Robert, how he came to America. This is a very important story of how things went. And, let's just, I'll just throw it open to you. I don't know where you want to start, but Why should people know about Armenia? Let's talk about Armenia in the early 20th century, and then we'll work up to World War II.
Well, let's talk about the beginning of Christianity. The first Christian nation in the world is the Armenians, as a country that, by the order That's of right. the Armenian king, accepted Christianity. That was around 400. So being a Christian nation surrounded with Muslim countries like Iraq, Iran, Turkey, Azerbaijan, all Muslim countries, the only little country in there is the Christian country called Armenia. And anybody knows about Noah's Ark? Noah's Ark landed, if you believe it, on Mount Ararat. Mount Ararat is in Armenia. I mean, it's an Armenian area. In 1915, when Turks decided to kill almost 2 million Armenians and take our lands, and they succeeded doing it because the world stood by and watched how they killed 2 million Armenians. Think about that. 2 million Armenians.
Wow. In those how many were there at that time, do you know?
In those days, there was... Bullets were expensive. It was not easy ways to kill people, that many people in one shot. Like,
well, how many people were in the country, Robert? Do you know that?
At that time, I don't know exactly, but about 7 million, maybe 10 million, maybe around there. But there was a lot of conflicts.
Todd, see if you can find that out, Todd. And that'd be really interesting. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Robert.
The problem Armenia always had, if they were friends with Rome and Rome wanted to fight Persians, they had to go through Armenia. It's right in the middle where they have to go through. Everything has to go through Armenia. So if Armenians were friends with Rome, they had to fight Persians. If they were friends with Persians, they had to fight Romans. You see what I'm saying? Being the location. But being surrounded with all these Muslim countries, when the Turks were killing almost 2 million Armenians, nobody said anything. They were free to do it. Until the time where Russian army, at the time, the Red Army, you know, Lenin succeeded the revolution in Russia. There were a lot of Armenians who were communists. They invited Russian army to come. But Russia had problems with Turkey anyways. So we don't know the truth, but they sat down and divided Armenia. Russia took over Armenia and turned into communist country. They gave half of Armenian lands to Turkey, which is sitting there. They're not doing anything with it. And now today's Armenia is whatever is left. It's still Armenia. It's still a democratic country, and they're doing great today. The Armenia is prospering today. We have a great president in Armenia, is doing good job. And I haven't been there since 1967-68, so I don't know how the life is today, but what I hear is great. But we cannot forget what happened in the genocide. If you study German history in World War II, when they said to Hitler, if we're going to kill all these Jewish people, what is the history going to tell us? Hitler said, who remembers the Armenians? That's a historical fact. You can check me out.
It's chilling.
And they were watching to learn how to kill mass of people, except the difference is Germans were able to put big gas chambers and kill mass of people. The Turks tie people together, 3-4 people together, and threw them in the water to drown them.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the bullets were expensive. They collected men and women and children and shoved them in the church, closed the church, and burned them alive. This is what Turks did. Now, I'm not talking about today's Turks. You know, the Turks did in 1915 is their grandfathers who did this. And I'm not trying to create any resentment or so, but these are historical facts. It's a fact. I mean, everybody knows that.
We're looking on the internet here. It looks like, you know, obviously people differ on what the population. Somewhere 15 to 18 million, it looks like the internet's saying that's about what the Armenian empire consists of somewhere around 15, 18 million. And then they argue, not argue, but they're debating. And like you said, somewhere around 2 million. Some say a little less, some say a little more. So somewhere around 2 million out of 15 to 18 million that they killed. So way more than 10%, were brutally murdered. Talk about, you know, in America, I've said this many times, and this is one of those things I want people to never forget. Guns are as American as mom and apple pie. And I really, really mean that. That is not hyperbole. Our country started when Britain wanted to take the guns. And I've always pointed to, you know, Japan would not invade in World War II because they knew there was a gun behind every blade of grass. Our being armed to the teeth stopped the World War II invasion. And what happened to Armenia is they were disarmed before this happened. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes. What they did, it was pre-planned. First, they made a law. No one should carry a gun and have a gun. They had to register and give up their guns. First, they collected all the guns from Armenians. And then they took all the men in the pretext of building roads, took men from, I don't remember exact age, from 12 years and up. They took all of them to work on the roads and kill them, working them to death and killing them as they go. And then they collected all the remaining women and children and older people and killed them indifferently. As I said, they would put them in churches and burn them or march them in a desert and have the Bedouins or other bandit groups to kill them and rob them, whatever they have left. So this is how they killed in those days. Because the bullets were expensive. They didn't want to spend bullets. They could find any ways to kill you. That means starvation. That means drowning. That means cutting your head off right in front of all these people and any excuse to kill you. So that's how they killed. And they still deny it. That's the whole, that's the part that, except, you know, Germany accepted that, yes, these things happened. The Turks don't want to accept it, but the whole world knows the truth. You can't hide it. Anyways, this is the story that it hurts that we still have Armenians alive that were there. Half of my family was killed. My grandparents and the whole families were killed and run away. Part of them ran away to Egypt, part went to Greece. And that's how I survived. I mean, I wasn't born then. My father's family part, there were many brothers and sisters. Their part went to Greece. And then my father and mother emigrated to Armenia in 1946 after World War II because Soviets would go and convince Armenians to come back because now Armenia is going to be a great country. What they didn't tell them, that once you go behind Iron Curtain, you can't come out. Once you go behind Iron Curtain, you're finished. You're dead. You belong to them and that's it. And that's what happened to my family. Until we were able to get out in 1970, beginning of 70s, because my grandmother is Canadian, and we came to Canada, and that's our... I don't want to go any further than that. It's my family story, and it's not important to nobody but me. But freedom is what I came for. Freedom to be. America is the best country in the world. People, if you're listening to me, our country, United States of America, is the best country with democracy that we have that gives us freedom to do business, go to schools, sue the judge if judge is wrong. You know, you can do that in no other country, to sue a policeman or a judge or a government official. You can do that in the United States because we have law and order in this country. And I believe in that.
Let me ask you a couple questions. For those people who are touting gun control, say, hey, you need to give up your guns to keep everybody safe. What would you, in your experience, your family, what would you say to that?
I would never give up my gun. That's simple. I believe gun ownership is important to anybody who wants to have it. Now, being responsible about having a gun is another story. Some right, people are irresponsible. Where the children get into guns and do all these shootings or selling guns on the street without being registered, you know, on black market. That's not good. You know, it's not good when your child is afraid to go to school because you don't know if he's going to be shot or going to be able to come home. That's not good for our children.
That's what I'm saying. Some people say exactly what you're saying. Well, to stop that, we got to take everybody's guns. Then it'll be safe. If we take everybody's guns, then it'll be safe. What would you say to that?
No, not taking the guns, but putting rules in place to make sure people are responsible for it. Making sure there is no black market guns out there.
We do have a lot of rules. Let me go back to World War II. The kind of the history of Armenia up until World War II, talk about that a little bit. I was a little unclear. After the war, Russia won from that side, then they started to call people back. Explain that again a little bit.
Once Armenia became one of the Soviet Union member, you know, became a Soviet and a communist country, they had to be ruled under Russians, whatever the rules were. You know, there were 16, 17 countries combined that made the Soviet Union, and Armenia was one of them. And when they were World War II, they had to join, and they come and collect your kids and take to the army. You're part of Soviet Union. Just like Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan. I mean, they were all Soviet Union together, right?
What was it like? What was it when you were a young boy, and maybe, I don't know how old you are when you left, but, you know, from what you remember, what was the atmosphere like there in Armenia under Russian control?
The atmosphere, if you were a communist member, you had everything. If you worked for government, you had everything. Everybody else was working for 3 rubles a day. That will be enough to just live on bread and water, and maybe if you're lucky, buy a cheese. But what I remember the best, and I always tell people, thinking people can understand this, they had one thing very important in Soviet Union, education. Everybody had to learn how to read, no matter how stupid you are, you had to go to school. Now, they educate you, they give you top education, you become a very smart, intelligent person, and then they tell you, you can't think. You're not supposed to think. Now, you educated me. I'm a thinking person. I understand. What do you mean, don't think? Well, that's the rule. You cannot think. You cannot talk anything about government. You cannot go against it. You can only talk what great communism is, what socialism is. If you're not with them, excuse me, you're against them, they take you to Siberia. If you go to Siberia and dig around the railroads, about 2-3 feet under, all you can find is human bones. Wow. Millions of people died. Stalin killed more people than the whole Second World War. Wow. Millions and millions of people are dead. They would come at night and collect your family, and you're gone to Siberia. That's it. Nobody would ask questions.
Did you feel that?
Everybody's afraid.
Did you feel that? Was that tension palpable? Did you remember?
Well, my father was every day was, can he live free or are we going to Siberia? Because you can't talk. And if somebody says you said bad things about communism, you're finished. True or not, doesn't matter. It goes through different channels. They'll come at night. They take you away. No questions asked. And if there was going to be a court, say something, there's going to be a court judgment, the court day, the newspaper 3 days before the court would announce the verdict already that so-and-so got...
Well, that's convenient. It makes things things quicker.
You know, I mean, there is so much to say. You know, you can say that in a few minutes. But yes, actually, the truth is my father and my family had to run away from the capital city of Armenia at night because my father's friends find out that they're going to come and pick us up and send us to Siberia. So we run away to Mount, there is an Ararat town at the Mount Ararat. And wow. I was born there because my mother was pregnant, and there we had no food,
milk,
nothing. And my mother, now grapes grow great in the Ararat Valley, where the grapes grow for making cognac. It's a beautiful country. And my mother used to squeeze the grape juice and feed me with grape juice when I was born. And that's why I love wine. I love wine, you know.
I'm really upset at myself that we don't have enough time to go further. We're at the end of the interview. I apologize. This is, Robert, you don't think this is important. I know talking to you, you kind of downplay this. This information is vitally important. I'm going to ask you the last question. We're hearing a lot of talk about socialism, Bernie Sanders, what have you, how, you know, blah, blah, blah. If somebody comes to you and talks about the virtues of socialism, what would you say to them?
I would tell them that they should study history and follow and learn what happened to the entire Soviet Union and the population, that socialism doesn't work, communism doesn't work, free capitalism does. Freedom of doing business, of choosing the school that you want to go, freedom of work where you want to work. That's what capitalism does. And anybody could become a businessman. I became a businessman. I dreamed of coming to America so I can get into my business and create things for my own, buy a house, have a family, have a car. You know, dreams come true in America. That's what freedom does. Socialism doesn't work.
There's the music. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, Robert. We've talked about this, and I will continue to. The biggest story in the world for the last so many years, and continue to be for the future so many years, barring the second coming of the Messiah, is will the United States hold on to the Declaration of Independence or not? You look at all those huddled masses, all those people on those the railroads in Siberia, yearning to be free, yearning to, struggling to just live. I cannot over-dramatize this situation of what history has shown us and what the miracle that this country is. Yesterday was March 23rd, 1775, 245 years ago. Patrick Henry, God bless you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.